Welcome to the Down and Dirty Podcast, the ultimate guide to modern midlife dating. I'm your host, Celeste Moore, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges of today's dating world. Think of me as your female version of Hitch, but better. With over 16 years of experience as a certified image consultant and dating coach, I've got the inside scoop on what women want. In this podcast, we're diving deep into the world of healthy masculinity and modern dating. It's a fast-changing industry, and here you'll find personal stories, expert insights, and candid conversations that will empower you to take control of your dating life. There's never been a better time to achieve your desired outcome, whether it's marriage, finding a significant other, securing a life partner, or simply regaining your dating confidence. We're here with you twice a week to explore the viewpoints and challenges in today's dating arena that resonate with every man seeking dating success and love. So let's dive into today's episode. We've got an exciting discussion lined up for you. Get ready for the Double D's of Dating, where dating dilemmas turn into dating triumphs. Hey there, gentlemen. Are you ready to dive deep into what it means to be a high-value man in today's world? Well, I'm Celeste Moore, your host of the Down and Dirty Podcast. And I wanted to welcome everybody here today. And in this episode, we're breaking down the concept of a high-value man and why it's essential to focus on personal growth. So stick around. You don't want to miss this. There's some valuable insights in here. So what I want to do is kind of break down the traits of what it means to be a high-value man. Now, there's lots and lots of lists out there. I believe these are the most profound. And don't get overwhelmed, but just take a listen here. So he is intentional. He is an intentional man with his life in all of the ways. And he's decisive. He's not wishy-washy or lets other people decide for him. He is making that decision and feels very confident in his decisions. He has clear boundaries. Now, I know that this is hard for a lot of people, but the more clear you are with those boundaries, the happier everybody is, and especially you. He has goals. He has big goals. He has little goals. He takes action with those goals. He writes them down. He has purpose. Now, forget about everything else. When you have purpose, you have drive, you have ambition. No matter what, nothing's going to get you down. And this is such a strong trait. And I think it takes a lot of digging deep inside to really know, what is my life's purpose? Why am I here? What am I here to do? He sees his future, right? He sees that there's more than just what's in front of him in the day to day. He dreams. He has aspirations. And he makes plans. I think that's really interesting and big, right? It just follows one to the other. But having those goals, making those plans is going to give more into what he wants in the future. And he spends wisely. He invests in other people that are valuable. He knows his worth. He loves intensely and ferociously and has high standards. He holds other people around him with high standards as well. So he's hanging out with those 8s, 9s, and 10s and not those 4s and 5s. He strives to make the world better. He wants to impact the world. He wants to leave a mark. He embraces a leadership role. I think this is really important to sit down and kind of look at, right? He's like the lion in the kingdom and in the safari. He's the leader. People will follow him when he is setting himself up for success. People are going to follow that. He communicates in a straightforward manner. So he doesn't play games, right? He's not a game player. He's not passive aggressive. He's clear in his communication. So what he says is what he means. He's committed to self-growth. He has a growth mindset. He is emotionally intelligent. He can control his emotions. And when others are emotional in front of him, he doesn't act on those emotions. He can hold space for that. He is confident, but he's not cocky. There's a big difference, guys. To be confident is to know oneself. It's to understand your value, your worth, who you are. You're very comfortable in who you are. He's respectful. He's intelligent. Now, look, this is a lot, right? Nobody's perfect. But the journey of self-improvement is what matters. And I think that's the key here, because when I am talking to my clients and teaching them, I'm teaching them what it means to be a high-value man through healthy masculinity. And this is in itself, healthy masculinity equals high-value man. Now, this is what we women want. This is what we long for. This is what we want our partner to be, so that we can, in return, be a high-value woman. I'm encouraging you to self-reflect on this. Where do you stand on these traits? And where can you focus on your personal growth? When you break all of these down, where are you lacking? Where are you coming up short? And look, we're all human. We're all imperfect. But if you continue down the path of self-growth, then you're going to just move mountains. Now, when I talk about the importance of self-awareness in personal development, where can you show up? How can you learn to be better? How can you grow? Well, I mean, there's so many resources out there. I would suggest to join a men's group. There's so many great men's coaches out there that hold space for you to be vulnerable, to have support. I know quite a bit. So if you are interested, just send me a message and I'll give you some referrals, some great men that have been on my podcast. I would read books. Find some books that resonate with you, that one of those things that maybe you really want to drop into would be where you could focus on in those books. And I can give you lists of books too if you need suggestions, but that will help you grow. And I want you to focus on the growth in spirituality, physically, financially, and in relationships. And we all need to be self-aware of where we are in our life and where we want to go. And it's okay to say, you know what, in my last relationship, I was really lacking here. No wonder I showed up short. No wonder this happened. And that's okay. It's okay to know that we have shortcomings. We all do. So find where you can grow in those shortcomings and continue down those paths. I mean, you hire a dating coach and an image consultant like myself that can hold you to a higher standard, hold you accountable for all your goals, short, small. I can hold your hand. I'm your coach. I'm your cheerleader. I want nothing but success for you in relationships. And I'm going to call you out too, because that's why I'm here. That's why you hire me. I want you to eat well, meditate, journal, work out. I want you to focus on hobbies that inspire you, that create passions, or that you live through those passions by doing those hobbies. Put yourself out there and get uncomfortable. You're not going to get anywhere unless you start getting uncomfortable. But imagine you're on this journey, and how does it make you feel? I'm sure you vibrate at a much higher frequency. You are within the universe. You're just shining. You're glowing. You are going to attract that frequency. You have more confidence. Your posture is more straight. Your shoulders are back. You're smiling. You're making eye contact. And lastly, you're probably ready to make shit happen. You have done the work. You are feeling it. You are in it. And I don't mean that once you've read that book or once you've listened to that podcast, that that's all you need to do. It's a life's journey. It is continual. It is forever in your daily routine. Make it a lifestyle, because it truly is. If you want to be successful in all areas of your life, not just in romantic relationships, but friendships and family and work relationships, working on yourself will only attract more, will only give you more in life. It will show you more doors. It will show you more successes and abundances. And your life will just be full of nothing but amazingness. So I want to stress how much this growth mindset is key to becoming a better partner, though. You know, the qualities that make a man attractive to women are confidence, number one, vulnerability, and empathy. And I know those last two, vulnerability and empathy, can come across as maybe too much of what a high-value woman would have. But let me stress this. Vulnerability is strength. To allow yourself to open and hold space and be vulnerable allows her to come into her feminine because you're protecting her. As a man, you're a protector, you're a provider, and you provide not just financially, you provide space women can drop into. And I really want to emphasize that. But what makes an empathetic man is he is understanding of others. He is not selfish. He wants people around him who he loves to be better. He cares. And when someone comes from that type of mindset, you're going to attract amazing women out there. So live in those spaces. Live in the space of confidence, authenticity, vulnerability, and empathy. I want to express the appeal of a man who is secure and is fully present in his manhood is so attractive to us women. Imagine, I'm going to tell you from a woman's point of view. I'm sitting there, I'm waiting for my date to come into the door. I'm actually there early. And he arrives on time and he opens the door. And every woman in the room notices his presence, his body language. He's well dressed, he's smiling, he's respectful to others. And he has an air of confidence that is so attractive that any woman will turn her head in that room. This is who you are striving to be. Not only for her, for you first. You have to love yourself first. You have to own yourself first. Everything is for you first. And the magnetic power of a man who is fully present and focused on his partner is the highest power, right? The highest trait. This is everything that I've talked about before. And now this is where you're a magnetic. This is where you are truly attracting versus light. So I want you to also take ownership in relationships, okay? Because relationships involve two people and they each play a role, but you must take ownership of your actions and your behaviors. And when you own your faults, that leads to personal growth and freedom. And the impact of a personal responsibility on your future relationships is huge. Now, we can all go back to relationships that didn't work before, and we can dissect them. And we can say, this was terrible. She did this, whatever. Okay, maybe I had a part in it. But when you own what made that relationship fail, and maybe you guys were just never meant to be together. I'm not putting all the blame. Like I said, it's two people. But when you start to own that, that is like freeing. Now you can move into your next relationship and know that you are not going to do that. Because when you go into your next relationship, you're also going to be in a different vibration. You're going to be more confident. You're going to be more clear in who you are. And it's going to resonate from you. And in turn, your relationship and who you choose to be your new partner, you will also attract this. You know, like attracts like I said, and this is so true and it's so valuable. So when you can own into this self work that you put into, you're going to attract that. I also want to discuss, you're going to attract a high value woman. What's a high value woman? They're caring, they're empathetic, they're nurturing, they're intuitive. They hold themselves accountable for their actions. She has high levels of emotional intelligence. She's mature. She's committed to growth as well in all areas, spiritually, physically, financially, maybe in her family life. She's passionate. She has self-love for herself and self-worth, and she knows her worth. And when you come in as a high-value man and she's a high-value woman, you're going to be a power couple. There is a need for this masculine and feminine energies to coexist in a harmonious relationship. This is just what it is. This is how it works. It's called the dance, right? When you have the perfect vibrations of the masculine and the feminine, and they coexist so beautifully. And when you don't, if she lives in her masculine because she's a high-powered woman, and then she comes into the relationship where you're not owning your masculine, then she's going to take over because she's so used to it. and then you're going to become less than to her. So she needs to drop into her feminine when she comes home, and you need to own your masculine. And same goes if, you know, she's always in a feminine and you're in a feminine, there's nothing that gets accomplished. So we've got to have this yin and yang energies to coexist very well. So what I want to summarize from this episode is I really want you to embark on your personal growth journey, be self-aware and self-improvement, because we all need to work on ourselves. We all need to be better human beings. And this will just be so much better in the relationship journey that you're on. I would love to invite you to share your thoughts and experiences. Send me a message. Tell me what your thoughts are. How do you feel about some of these traits that I've discussed? How do you feel that they will help you going into not only your day-to-day, but your next relationship? Now, I'm going to break these down later, and I'm going to get really in-depth with some of these because I think it's really important for you men out there and us women to know what those are, to live in those, to constantly be living in this space of growth and self-awareness, because you're just going to be more beautiful inside and out. And I just want you to remember, gentlemen, that becoming a high-value man is a journey, not a destination. Embrace the growth, own your actions, and attract the love that you desire. Thanks for joining me today on the Down and Dirty Podcast. Stay confident, stay true, keep rocking the dating world. Till next time. If you enjoyed today's episode and want to support podcasts like ours, then please hit that subscribe button, leave a 5-star rating, and or invite others to listen. Your support is what helps us grow and continue to bring you valuable content. Thanks for hanging out with us on today's episode. Let's stay connected. You can find me on Instagram at Celeste More Image, and I'd love to hear your thoughts on today's discussion. For all the links, resources, and additional information mentioned in this episode, check out the show notes on my website, CelesteMoore.com. That's all for now, but stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive into more exciting topics. Until then, see you next time, friends.